With your tech news briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Be careful what you put on Facebook. Life insurers in New York State are soon going to be allowed to use data from social media to set premium rates. Charlie Turner will have details in a moment. First, some tech headlines. Amazon reported quarterly profits of just over $3 billion on Thursday, up from about $1.8 billion a year ago. That's its third record quarterly profit in a row, and it's due in large part to a strong holiday retail season in its high-margin businesses like cloud computing and advertising. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's selection to be the company's new CFO has some people wondering, just who is this guy? Well, he's 34-year-old Zach Kirkhorn. He's worked at Tesla since 2010. He became a VP there just a few weeks ago. In making this selection, Musk hopes to calm some of the choppy waters that have plagued Tesla. More than 50 senior executives have left the company over the past 2 years. And both Facebook and Twitter say they'll be removing hundreds of fake accounts from Iran and Venezuela that are spreading misinformation on their platforms. U.S. social media companies have been waging a continuing battle against false information on their sites in the aftermath of the 2016 presidential election. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy says those pages and accounts containing false information were designed to seem like local voices, but were in fact largely material lifted from Iranian state media. Still to come, how life insurers in one state are using algorithms to set their premium rates. Charlie Turner and Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism spell it all out in a moment.
The state of New York will allow life insurers to use data from social media and other non-traditional sources when evaluating a person's risk and setting premium rates. New York would be the first state to regulate how life insurers use algorithms to comb through a person's financial history in a bid to size up his or her risk. There will be limits on the extent to which insurance companies can use social media in this regard, but industry consultants tell the Wall Street Journal that this could have an impact outside of New York State. Joining us with more on this is Wall Street Journal news editor Leslie Sism. So, Leslie, what kind of data will insurers be looking at?
That is to be determined, but let me emphasize first, this is all coming about because life insurers are trying to find a way to sell more insurance policies, and they want to sell them faster than they do right now. Right now, life insurers can get very personal with you. They are going to get your blood sample and a urine sample. What is more personal than that? A lot of people find that off-putting. They don't have time for that, so they end up not buying a life insurance policy, not a large one. And the large ones require this detailed medical examination so insurers can determine what kind of risk you are. So they're trying to find quicker ways to do it, and they want to know if there's some data from non-traditional sources that will be as good as or nearly as good as blood and urine and telling them something about your lifestyle and your health. So there's a lot of experimentation right now, a lot of insure tech firms, data analytic firms. See, this is a really big opportunity to try to package data and deliver it to the insurance companies and see if it will work in a speedy fashion.
Well, tell me how social media fits into this.
It's unclear how social media fits in, but a lot of data firms think there's potential. For example, if you are out there posting photographs of yourself smoking cigarettes and going to bars, a lot of those photographs may suggest, one, that you're a smoker, and that smoking is one of the big negatives on a life insurance application. So if there are photographs of you smoking, that would be an indication you are a smoker, and insurance companies would still be willing to sell you a policy, but they might want you to still take a blood and urine test so they can determine your health.
So,
there are a lot of pictures of you out running marathons or playing tennis or doing other sports activity, that might signal you're a good risk, and they'd be very eager to sell your policy at a good price.
So in other words, if insurance companies had my name and you know, they saw me on Facebook and they saw pictures of what you were describing, they could make a determination based on that?
It's all to be determined how they're going to do this, because remember, this is all about a process. This is all about speeding up the sales process. So they can't have a situation where they got a have a person sitting there calling up individually, one by one, calling up your Facebook page, because that's just not going to be very speedy. So it remains to be determined how data firms can somehow package a lot of information and have it at the fingertips of insurers when you make an application. And again, it's just, this is in its early stages, so it's unclear how it would all be done. Certainly right now, if you're buying a really large policy and you're going, you know, you're getting blood work done because you're buying a couple million-dollar policies, an underwriter would have time to look up your Facebook page, presumably. So it's just very complicated how these data firms will pull together data that will be good enough to replace blood and urine. And insurance companies have been moving slow because they got to be sure it works. They have a method that works right now, blood and urine.
Yeah.
But they're trying to find something that's faster.
Well, aren't quite a few insurers, or you know, maybe a couple dozen, using certain algorithms already in the state of New York?
A couple dozen are using them in New York, and at least that many would be using them nationwide. The ones they're using right now do not involve social media. They involve other sorts of data, such as home ownership records, credit scores, motor vehicle reports, college attendance records, civil judgments, like criminal histories. So they're using things that are in databases. LexisNexis has a tool. It's called LexisNexis Risk Classifier. This tool pulls together a lot of this data, and it seeks to identify people very quickly who have a lot of positive attributes about them that would signal they have a stable lifestyle there. They don't show signs of a lot of stress in the way they go about living their lives, as shown in these databases.
What kinds of restrictions are being put in place to make sure this practice will not be abused?
New York Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo is very, very concerned that the process should be fair to everyone. Her worry is that this new way of doing it will ultimately involve some kind of black box, some kind of algorithm with a lot of parts that a lot of people on the outside or maybe even regulators won't have access to. So she's saying, we got to have access to this. We've got to see what goes into these black boxes, that indeed there's nothing being used here that violates laws that forbid discrimination by race, creed, religion, a lot of the other things that laws are in place to protect people from discrimination. And she wants those laws abided by. But she says the insurance companies have got to know every single item that's going into any of these black boxes to ensure that none of them are elements that could have an unfair discriminatory effect.
Wall Street Journal news editor Leslie Sism. Leslie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.